Today in Richmond, the bishop of the Diocese of Richmond ordained two men to be transitional deacons on their way to being ordained priests a year from now. And in 2 weeks, on June 3rd, for the Diocese of Richmond, we'll celebrate the ordination of Deacon William Buckley, who, as many of you remember, I'm sure, spent a summer here at St. Andrew's. So if you can, I certainly encourage you to attend his ordination in Richmond at the Cathedral on June 3rd. I assure you it'll be worth the drive. The rite of ordination to the priesthood, much like the diaconate in many ways, is always a joyous celebration, and it's truly awesome. It really does evoke wonder and awe at the mystery that we're celebrating, of being configured to Christ, the servant as a deacon, and the high priest, the head of his body, and a ordination to the priesthood. I find many people are moved by all the various signs and symbols, especially the prostration. If you've ever been to an ordination, fall face down on the marble, all of us. I was in a class of five, so five of us were spread out face down, just a sign that we're dying to ourselves, as Jesus says, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Thinking back to my own ordination almost 4 years ago to the priesthood, a friend of mine, prior to my ordination, encouraged me to pray with and reflect on one word from the rite of ordination. And that word is present. At the beginning of the rite of ordination, as the names of the candidates are called, we're instructed to stand and to say present when our name is called. We don't stand and say, I'm worthy, or I've achieved this, or I've earned this, and not even I'm ready. We're just told to say present. And I remember I could then, and I can even still to some degree, relate to the 11 disciples who presented themselves before the Lord on the mountain where Jesus had ordered them to go prior to his ascension to heaven. And the gospel today says they worshiped, but they doubted. Do we not do the same sometimes? We may not doubt that the Lord has called us and given us a mission and a purpose to fulfill, but we may doubt ourselves to be equipped to carry it out, as I did. For others, we may have, experienced a great trauma in our life. And we may doubt the Lord's goodness. We may doubt the church's wisdom and teaching in certain areas. Or perhaps we have an over-reliance on ourselves, which separates us from the Father and causes us to doubt that he cares for us and causes us to forget that we're his sons and daughters. They worshiped, but they doubted. To illustrate this, especially this last point, I just want to draw attention to something Pope Francis said recently. He was at a conference in Italy that was entitled The General State of the Birth Rate in Italy. This conference is all about the state of the birth rate. And Pope Francis strongly encouraged Italians to have more children, because there was a study, they analyzed the numbers, and Italy has seen a historic low number of births in 2022, 393,000 births. While in the same year, the country saw 700,000 deaths. which is a steep decline in population. It's very concerning on many levels. But Pope Francis highlighted something very important, I think. He said, the birth of children, in fact, he said, is the main indicator for measuring the hope of a people. And I don't think he's just talking about the hope of, will people still be here? That's part of it. But I think he's speaking also about, and he is certainly speaking about, the gift of hope as Christians. Italy is, a majority Catholic country. And I would also add, on the same note, there was in recent years, a high-ranking cardinal in the Vatican who observed something very interesting, another interesting trend. He observed that very few pilgrims to the Vatican, Catholics, pilgrims, seem to have more than 2 children. That's really interesting, since the use of natural methods for child spacing, like NFP, natural family planning, for example, usually results in a family size, on average, of, from what I heard, around 6 or more children. On average. But so even, think about it, even among devout Catholics who are devout enough to want to make a pilgrimage to the Vatican, it's uncommon to see a lived witness of the church, to the church's teaching on openness to life. So I think it begs the question, we should ask, has doubt overshadowed our hope and our faith? Before the Lord ascends into heaven, what does he say? You will no longer see me, but do not be afraid. You don't need me anymore. You've got this all on your own, right? No, he doesn't say that. He says, all power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. So go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age. In other words, Jesus' message to us on his ascension is present. It's not, you've earned this mission. It's not, you're worthy of this mission. It's not, you're perfectly ready and fully prepared, so I'm leaving. Good luck. No, he says to you and to me, I am with you always until the end. That's why the church celebrates his ascension as a great feast of joy. Because Jesus hasn't simply departed. While it does mark, you know, the end of one type of relationship with Jesus, that is one that's wholly external, at the same time, it marks the beginning of an entirely new relationship of faith. Our Lord didn't simply disappear in his ascension. That'd be a cursory reading of what happened in the gospel. On the contrary, he becomes even more present to us in a way that he couldn't be when he was physically here on earth. Well, where is he, you might say? I don't see him. To that I would say what the angels said to the disciples. Why are you looking at the sky, wondering where he is? Open the eyes and ears of your heart. You do see him. You do hear him. You do touch him. Where? In the sacraments. In the sacred liturgy and in the sacraments. He is present to us in the Holy Eucharist, body, blood, soul, and divinity, his risen body. We have two young men tonight, Nicholas and Nicholas, so Nick Squared, who are going to be receiving their first Holy Communion tonight. Jesus has ascended into heaven, yes, but he is present. Know this, he is present to you and to me in the Eucharist, truly present. And he's present in all the sacraments. He is here. He's God with us until the end of the age, empowering us through his Holy Spirit, through the Spirit of truth, to be living witnesses to the ends of the earth. So do not be afraid.